Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Y'all mentioned Jay-Z name. Sing on.
Jay-Z, and Jay-Z
check.
News.
I understand what y'all trying to do. I bought the flutes this time, though.
Dude.
Unleash the flutes on them, go.
We back, you time of the NFL, y'all. Key matchups, Mima.
We want Mima. We want Kofi. We want Mima. We want Mima. Mima, you got to win, Mima. We did some studying. We did some research. And Mima, we saw that you come close several times, but you're the only one that haven't won. We need you to win, Mima. You know what I mean? And that, yeah. So what? I got a special affection for my Mima. Anyway, Lady T is going to bring us this week's 14th edition of Lady T's Pick. And y'all know what? It's Dallas week. It's Dallas week.
Yeah.
It's Dallas week. Yeah, baby. It's Dallas week. It's Dallas week. And we want that. Huh? We want Dallas. We want Dallas. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's Dallas week, and we bringing it. We bringing it. You know what I mean? I want to know, what do you all expect from this game? I want to know what you all want to see in this game. And this game, this one game, has so much meaning as far as the NFC East goes. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to dive into that, all that, and then some, and a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and some tuna fish, and some sardines,
right.
Hot sauce, and crackers. And we're going to have a little chicken noodle soup on today on Tails Corner, because we want y'all to be comfortable, everybody doing good, feeling good, and we're going to roll with it. 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. And I think I want to, I want to go to this one, too.
Yeah, it's magic, J.C. and Lenny Kravitz, and it's a Heavy D production, you bastards. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. This is real serious. Let's go.
Post Gitano, hold hanging with Bono. You too can live like Salvatore Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside after Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. The two new dude that love apple pies from McDonald's. Will soon be the boss of the Big Apple, Yano. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA will make a mistake on the who knew it stays so with a way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play? They give it and they take it. Life is cool that way, but even a broken clock is right at least two times a day. You could have turned guns into roses like two times a day. Next time.
That don't hype me, y'all. That don't get me there. Okay. Okay. We're going to open the show with the Jalen Rose and Molly. Come on, Steve. What's his name, baby?
Quirrell. Okay, but Quirrell. Hold on, bro. I know you want to open up the show with the Molly Quirrell. But I want you to look at your text real quick, because we, as the Kale family, we have an announcement to make to you. Are you looking at your text right now?
I'm going to it. I'm going to it.
Okay. Okay.
Tree Multimedia. You try to make me cry.
You see that?
I can't stand it. Yes, I see them. They are beautiful.
Okay, so. I know. I'm going to give you a chance to say what you got to say. But Debo, Seven, Tang, Mima, Reese, myself, we on the behalf of all the names that was just named on this phone right now, on behalf of all of us, we would like to present those to you, those earphones, those Beats 3 Solo headphones. We would like to present those to you for being the best host ever. I mean, like the best host, best friend, best anything that you can think of to say, whatever adjective, acronym you want to put on it, you deserve it. These are from all of your friends here at Kale's Corner. You have the floor, my sir.
appreciate y'all, man. Wow. Yeah. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all got your boy pumping up over here. My daughter told me, she said, Dad, the older you get, the more sensitive you get. I said, no, the older I get, the more I appreciate them. You know what I mean? As a younger man, something like this would happen, and I would say, oh, that's nice, thank you. But I want you all to know that you touched me, you know, and I appreciate you all. And I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that without you all the names read and the names unread, this show would not be what it is. So I thank you all. I appreciate you all so much. God, I can't tell y'all how much I really, truly appreciate you all. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. Maybe now y'all can hear me when I'm doing the show. You know what I mean? I'll have to scream and yell. Trust. Chris and I will get together soon, and I will have those soon. And, you know,
I'm bringing them tomorrow.
Devo, 57, Nima, Ree. Am I forgetting anybody? If I forgot you, I apologize. You know, Tang. Yes, Tang, 57, Tree, my co-host, Marcus, you know, all you guys. Thank you, and I can't for real. I really, truly appreciate you guys for the 2 hours, the 4 hours a week that you sacrifice to be on this little show we call Tales Corner, and to even show your dedication even more with the donation to help towards these headphones, man. I'm gonna get off of it, y'all, because I'm gonna get choked up, and I don't want to do that.
We want
right
you to
now.
Cry.
I don't want to
do that. Go on, get them tears out.
Because you're a Bama. Because you're a Bama, and you look.
You got some amazing friends. Let me just say that you have some amazing friends, because when this presented itself, and I asked everybody to donate, nobody hesitated to donate what they could afford to donate. Everybody that I named was more than willing to donate to the cause. They ain't asked no questions, nothing. Everybody just put their money out there. That's a fact.
I really, really, truly appreciate that, man. Hey, please stop, man. You know,
I gotta keep you right.
Who is this that told me stop the blood clot crying? So what? I can cry if I want to.
That's right. You can cry if you want to.
You know. Oh, wow, for real, man. Y'all don't know how much that touched me. Just now, seriously, man. You know, every now and then we need a reminder of who we are and what we're doing, and also who we're helping. You know, and I'm so glad that this show is one of reciprocation, meaning I help you all and you all help us. You know, we help you all, and you all help us. So, thank you again. I can't tell you guys how appreciative I am for that. And thank everybody for their donations, and thank all the people who wanted to give. And Debo, you know, Debo called me soft half part. Debo called me a soft half part, y'all. And he says, I love you, my dude. I love you too, babe. You know that. That is over, Trees. I'm going to steal you.
Wipe your face. Get your face off and let's move it on.
Talk about a situation where the love is gone. You know what I mean? Damon Rose and Marley that girl. Yeah, Quarrel. I'm filing for a divorce, y'all. Only been together 3 years.
That's it.
Only been together 3 years. And I don't want to, I'm not going to speculate off of, you know, a situation like this. I'm not going to speculate and say it was this or it was that or what I think it may was or you know, why they broke up. I'm just going to say I'm shocked. I'm shocked at this because they seem to be so much in love, man. You know, you know what? We gonna do it early. Let's go to the Huckleberry, man.
Come on, Huckleberry.
What's up, Huck?
I'm your Huckleberry baby. What's
up,
Kale? You over there crying like a little girl. They bought me something. I'm so glad they bought me something. Hey, how can you be our leader and you can't even hear?
Hey,
we couldn't
hey,
let you go
hey,
out
man.
Like that.
Yeah,
you're our leader. Well, our leader got to be on the throne, baby.
Get him, bro.
On the throne.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell y'all like I tell everybody else all the time. We all leaders here, yeah, man. There ain't no one leader. We all leaders. With everybody got a part to play in the success of Kale.
There Corner. You go.
But come on, man. We talking about Jason and Molly, man.
Marriage is hard, bro. And it ain't because of the marriage. It's because you two people got to deal with each other's personality that's constantly changing. It's hard. You got to work at it every day. I'm not just saying it because I'm a pro or anything like that. I've been married for 40 years. And there are some times that I know we look at each other and don't want to be look at each other and go, damn, you still here?
Yeah.
You know, you got to work at it, man.
Yeah, see that. I'm not gonna lie to you, 57. You're absolutely right because there are days, and it's funny because some days I can't get enough of it. You know what I mean? Some days
exactly.
I just want to hug her and kiss her and tell her I love her a million and one times and. I can't say it enough. And then other days, it's like, I just do my thing. Why she had to wear her bang hanging down like that? I can't stand that damn hairstyle. You know what I mean? Just looking at the most fattiest of the fattiest. You know, why she walking around here in them tights? She don't need to be. Who she trying to flop for? I'm already her man. She ain't got flop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
what's up?
Exactly,
yes,
exactly. But it's a combination of the outside world, the work world, and the house. And 57,
and
you are absolutely correct. It's hard to navigate all three and keep that smile right there, to keep that loving feeling, you know. But I will say this. My baby knows how to remind me who I love, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. You know,
hey,
how
that right
you know,
Kel.
Real,
right there.
Real. Hey. I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna drop it. Real love will overlook bullshit. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. Will overlook BS. If you love that person
right.
that you with, if you love that person.
Yep.
You're going to figure out a way to work it out. You're going to figure out a way because it's a partnership. It's a partnership.
So
you got to always remember that.
Shut up.
What, hey,
you say what,
even if you got to leave the house, walk away.
But
one of the two, something, do something to keep that conglomerate together because that's what it is. It's a conglomerate, you and her.
We a team.
Debo said that Jalen and Molly both have a busy schedule. They don't get to really see one another, and that world is full of freaks. Dang, dude. I should have read that.
Yep.
He said that world full of freaks.
They were living in the same house at first, and then she moved
right.
to
I think she moved to Connecticut, where ESPN's their head, the headquarter is.
Right.
She moved there. Yeah, she moved there. And then when once she moved, you know, when you married, you can't be moving without your husband.
Nope.
Like, where do you?
I don't know. Let's
think what probably happened
Luke
is. Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
All right.
Hey, Lou. All right.
Nice,
give me
nice speech. Second. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. We're going to let 57 get this point out, Lou, and then you come with yours. Go ahead, 57.
Yes.
I think she probably pulled his wig off by mistake and that's trying to set everything
you know,
back.
You know what?
Just
go ahead,
Lou. Don't give it no leg.
Just go, Lou. Just go, Lou, please.
I can't with him.
I'm not laughing.
Cool. I know. I can top that.
Oh, my God. What'd you say, Lou? What do you think, Lou?
I don't know if I can top that.
I know that's right.
You know,
that's
a hard act to follow, man. That's a hard act to follow.
Yeah,
man.
That is.
Well, you know what? I got somebody here that can. Let's see. Big boy. What's going on, big boy?
Hey, what's up?
What's
big boy?
What's up, bro?
Long time no hear.
I know.
Tell
me. It has been a while.
Hey, could you give us an update on the football team? We would like to hear that
it's
real quick before you respond to Jaden Rose.
Hey, look, I ain't going to take up too much. It's a real quick story. I was having a conversation with a group of students of mine, and they're fans of that other team.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, Washington ain't going to do nothing but lose Sunday. They're going to lose Sunday. I said, you know what, man? I'm glad you said that because all y'all haters been saying that for the last 3 weeks. And the last 3 weeks, we've been showing y'all it ain't about what you think. It's about what we do. We
haven't
been like that right now.
And
this ain't the first time it happened. When you finished out, it's a lot stronger than what it started. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look,
right.
You ain't got no crystal ball or nothing. But I don't have Dallas winning the division.
But any given Sunday, bro.
They're going to do it. They're going to be fine.
I said it. I said it. That's what it is. When we started in the beginning, if you still got this written down, I said in the beginning we were going to go 11-6.
I got it.
In the beginning of the season, I said we was going to go 11-6.
All you gotta do is stay on topic, Bama. We talk about Jalen and his wife, man. They only been married 3 years and they done broke up.
It wasn't real from the beginning.
Yeah.
It wasn't real from the beginning.
Tell him again, D-Bus. Tell him again.
A lot of times when people got money like that, people thinking they should be together because both of them got money. Marriage is about way more than that. And then when they find out what marriage is really about, they like, oh, hell no, I ain't signing up for this.
Yeah, I ain't doing all that.
Yeah, and they roll
out. Y'all got
the game. Of course, you don't like coming to bed at night washing your feet. You don't like to wash your feet. I don't want you in the bed with me.
You smell like a
truth be told, it takes a real man to be with one woman for the rest of his life. It takes a real man. Once you find that one and you do what you got to do. And now my reason for not saying anything about the woman, because women will naturally fall in line with a man that's doing right. Mm-hmm. If you acting like a real man, I'm not talking about somebody that's giving them their way all the time and agreeing with everything they say. Nah, that ain't real. I'm talking about one that loves them enough to stroke their head and their ego and then love them enough to say, hey, look, shorty, you out of line. You need to get it together.
Right. Yep.
Right.
And the thing about it is, I think they're like second better than the first. Because they like to feel like they're being put in line. Correct me if I'm wrong, because we got women on the line. Do you like it?
I'm all
you feel safer with your man?
All I'm going to say is this.
You feel safer with your man ain't putting up with it?
I thought Reese was crazy when the first time I looked at her and said, "You lost your damn mind," and she looked at me and thought, "Ooh, that's already on." I was like, "What?" like the way that asserted that manhood just felt so good. I was like, "Yeah, you got a problem, man. You got a problem." You better listen to what the hell we talking about. This ain't the be turned on hour. This is to what I'm saying. She was like, "I just want to let you know that felt good." You know, and look, she was like, Haim was on the line saying, "Mufasa." You know what I'm saying? I was like, "Girl, yeah."
And
yeah,
I ain't saying go.
Tell you something, man.
Like a woman at the same time.
Right.
Yep. No doubt. Now, hey, look. I'm gonna bring this cowboy fan. In.
I'm a cowboy fan.
You know, Lou, that's my brother. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's cowboy one, you cowboy two. Is that fair?
Fair enough.
He's bringing in the obnoxious one.
Okay.
Come on, cowboy
one. The one that gets on your nerves.
Oh, my God.
Introduce me, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Come on, boy.
Much love, Killers for the family. How y'all doing today?
What's going on, Tang?
Ain't nothing 57. I heard Big Boy on here. I ain't gonna get off topic yet because I was getting ready to, but I don't want Big Brother to say nothing to me, so I'm gonna stay on top. Hey, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. Mine gonna be short. Because I really didn't, I'm hearing y'all talking about it, but I never knew nothing about that man, them getting divorced and all that. I didn't hear nothing about that, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he was married.
I knew he was married, but I didn't know nothing about that. Hey.
It ain't hard being married. When you got to work that hard and being married, you shouldn't have got married. You shouldn't have married that person.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. If you make it hard, and like Debo said, you know, like Debo said, when you are a huge personality like that, and you do have funds out the yin yang, you know, it's easy to get
which is which.
You know, it's easy to come across somebody who's willing to get you in trouble. So,
right. Yep.
You know, you say what, Lou?
So, don't nobody say the wig had anything.
The yin or the yang?
Which one
is
the worse?
The yin or the yang? Yeah, which is which? I always wonder which was which, the yin or the yang.
Which one is which? Gotcha.
Yeah, I never figured that out.
Lou? I'm going to tell you.
Bad joke.
No, don't try.
Put that
loose guy together too.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew that wouldn't work.
Put that damn Marlboro down.
I'm just saying,
It worked, Lou. No. You just had to let it simmer a little bit. It worked.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Don't give up on it so quick.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break off of this one, y'all.
Everybody happy today, buddy.
999-3782. Yeah, everybody's in a good place today, and I want you all to know it feels good. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. One, two, one, two. Yeah, I had to give y'all one instrumental. Talk with your boy, Kale. Yeah, yeah. Come on, B, bring that B there. Bring that B there, man. Y'all take it too long. Y'all playing around with it, man. Yeah. Hey, Kale's corner. Be right here, yeah. You know the corner. She's better than every show that's on. Just stay here, break it to the night and the morning. I got ladies, artists, women, MCs. Talk about the radio, talk about the sports thing. Yeah, they want to do that thing. And I got to do it too. Ain't no lie, we coming through with you. Telling everybody about this thing. And telling everybody how we do our thing. Ain't no joke, we don't keep playing it. Never be patient, listen to what we're saying. I'm getting carried away on this corner. So yeah, I'm just trying to get off. I'm going to leave it alone. Come on, come on. Matt Thomas, Street. What's going on with Matt Thomas, man? And these boys, really? What they got my man on his health and safety protocol for?
Well, he's been around someone with the COVID-19, so he has to be quarantined because he's the fourth player to be placed on those protocols. He's the fourth player that we had. We had DeMar DeRozan. I said DeMar DeRozan, Javonte Green, Kobe White, and now Thomas. So we got four players. We're down to 11 active players, and we got four that's being, with the safety and protocol, health and safety protocol.
Hey. Treat, I hate to do this, but I have to say this one here. Mima gave a little bit of advice to everybody about this marriage thing, and she said, keep other people out of it. You marry him. And she married you.
Kaboom.
Kaboom.
There you go, Mima.
That's Mima.
I agree with that to a certain degree.
Well, Mima.
I'm
going to
say this. Go ahead.
And she put rest in peace to her husband, Tommy. So, yeah.
Aww.
You know what she thought. I had to say this, but go ahead, please.
Well, so when you get married, right? When you get married, this is what I'm talking about. When you get married, and the pastor says, "Is there anyone here that nobody shouldn't be married?" If nobody stands up, that means everybody is in agreement with your marriage, right? Right. So that means if I see your man doing something that he's not supposed to be doing, what am I supposed to do? Check him or tell you. That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody, keep everybody out your business. True. But when it comes to marriage, everybody is supposed to help you stay together, whether they're in your business or not. It's up to you to take whatever you need to take from the advice that they're giving you. Because all of those people were there when you got married. So apparently you love and respect all of those people that were there.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying.
True.
I would put
people in your merge. People would destroy your merge. People gonna tell you things that they think is right. You better have a pillow talk with your husband.
What I'm saying is, like, advice, moms, dads, sisters, brothers, stuff like that. Sometimes you need an outlet to talk to.
and besides the person that you talk, you sleep with. Because sometimes the person that you're sleeping with don't get it. So you have to get your...
They better get it.
Yes, they better get it. But if they don't get it, who do you have to keep your own sanity? You have to have somebody to keep your own sanity is what I'm saying.
But y'all
and I ain't
told,
saying tell everybody, but I'm just saying you got to have one ally, one or two allies.
Oh,
that's
you can talk to mom and daddy, somebody that's not going to be...
What have you been got there? What have they did?
What did they what?
What did they
yeah,
did
I'm
way
you,
went on?
I'm telling you, because being married, your girlfriend's going to say, well, you know, you should do this or do that, and then if you do it.
But those not your girlfriends.
They're not your real friends.
Meemaw. We're talking about real friends. I ain't talking about them bullshit flats. I ain't talking about the people, the fly-by-night people.
I kept them husbands out of my marriage.
From part of it and just, you know, people got their own way of dealing with certain things. That's all I'm saying. People are allowed to be in my marriage because I need that balance.
Well, I think when
it comes
to... Exactly.
First and foremost, Kale and Cherie, I don't tell them nothing. Nothing at all.
No.
I've been around there for almost 20 years. I don't put nothing, I don't put my opinion in nothing they do. Because that's her husband.
Yeah.
Not mine. They're my friends. That's not my wife.
Just taking you out of context. So if Reese calls you
and
says, Mom, I got a question for you. I just need your advice on something. You're not going to give her advice. I've been friends 20 years.
I'm not going to tell her
what
to do.
No,
I'm not going to tell her what to do.
I'm saying, you do what you think is right. I can vouch for that because I've asked Reese, you talk to Meemaw, she's older, she's been married. She know, ask me, Ma, and Reese will look me dead in my face and say, man, Meemaw don't talk about stuff like that. And I'm like, why the hell not? Y'all need to. You get on my nerves. Me and Damon talk about this, or me and Mr. Brown talk about that, you know what I mean? And she's like, we just don't talk about that type of stuff. I've gotten to the point where I understand, and if that's what makes them happy, if that's the relationship they want, cool. I don't have no say so over what they talk about and who and all of that. Nah, man. No. That is what breaks a lot of people up because you'll have somebody saying what they want you to do so adamant and demanding that it kind of, you know, pushes you away. Debo said, see, dudes are different from females because my sounding board doesn't go back and tell the other friends my business. And then I got to hear my, you know what, on Facebook. Exactly.
I don't even know. I hear what he's saying, and I do. And, see, I lean more to a dude because I feel like when a man stood up in front of everybody and the ring is circle, that's our circle, right? And our circle included all of the people that we invited to the wedding. So it say, if any of y'all know why they shouldn't be married, that's already a giveaway right there. If y'all know anything, tell it right now. And if not, hold your peace. So nobody shouldn't have nothing negative to say about your wedding if they're your real friends. Real friends don't tell their mate to leave the other mate to do certain things. They don't do that. They just listen. And if you want my advice, you ask me for my advice, and then I'll give it. Other than that, I'm not going to just come out and just start giving out advice. I don't do that. I listen first. You have to listen first to the person. And if they ask you for your advice, then if you want to give it, give it. If you don't, say, I'd rather not. And keep it moving.
And you know what?
And that will determine how real your friendship is. Because
exactly.
I could see Mima telling Reese, I don't want to get involved with that. No, I'm not dealing with that. And Reese would be like, okay. And they would move on to the General Hospital or Guiding Light or whatever the hell they watching, and everything will be all right. So, yeah.
If I can say this real quick, I've been married now me and my wife been together since I was 20 years old. 10 of those years, we just was boyfriend and girlfriend, and the rest we've been married. And I learned something different every day, not just about her or something like that, but just about life in general. She's been my best partner. Mm-hmm. If something go wrong, she's the person I discuss it with. We work it out amongst each other. I don't take my business to other people. I don't do it. I don't ask other people for advice on what I should do.
Right.
You know, that's just
that's
the way I am. But, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. Whatever makes it work for you, you know, that's how I feel about it. But for me,
the last three months, that's the way I've been doing. Because I done had people back in the day ask me for advice, and you give up advice and woo. And like you say,
no.
I don't think you should. And what I've been telling people the last 3 months, if somebody asks me for anything, I tell them just what Mima said, and I add something on it, and I tell them, do what you're going to do and pray on it. That's all you can do. Because I'm not going to give nobody no more advice. Nah.
Yep. And if you believe in what you say you believe in.
You see your friend doing something they're not supposed to be doing. You see your friend doing, I see Kale. Kale talk, at the bus stop talking to Linda in a sexual type of way. I'm going to check him, and I'm going to let Reese know. I don't care. I'm going to let Reese know.
No,
what
that's
I
not
do.
Advice.
You're
talking
no.
about, you talking,
no.
you talking about death.
That's not advice.
That's still
no,
that's
not advice. No,
that's
not advice.
That's
not what
advice.
We're talking about.
Yeah,
that's
not
what we're saying.
That's checking the situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We said advice. You see something like that, that's totally
different. Don't do that no more, Kale. Don't do that no more if I see you at the bus stop. Don't do that no more. But what? I'm not supposed to say don't do that no more to you. I'm supposed to just let you do it and keep going. I'm not understanding.
No,
I need some clarity.
No, you can listen. You're checking.
No, I'm saying the
moment.
Advice part. The
and
advice part. We're just talking about the advice part, not the part I just was talking about.
That well, okay. With the advice part, we're friends. We're like family. So you got the right to say whatever the hell you want. Whatever you feel is needed, right then and there.
Yeah.
Yes, you do have that right to say me.
Give him that nasty look. Give him that nasty look.
Exactly.
That don't work. He'll be able
exactly.
to read you from there. He'll be able to read you. And let you, and your faith will tell him, oh, no, I don't play that. Not in front of me.
Because we're so tight, we're family now. I'm looking at the look that you're giving me, and I'm like, man, as a matter of fact, to be honest, if I was flirting and I see you coming my way, I stop flirting. I stop. I don't even give you a chance. And it'll be a thought in your mind, I wonder what's Kale flirting. Because Kale will not be flirting in front of you.
Yeah.
Not at all. So, yeah. Because as my friend, as someone that I have affection for, I'm not going to put you in that situation. Because I know.
Now, there you
this
go,
is,
right there.
I know that Treese is going to say whatever
right
to me and to my wife. And hell no, and Reese gonna believe it. Reese gonna believe it because Treese ain't no doo-doo starter. She just seen something that was wrong, and now she got to check it and make sure that it come back to the house to be checked for real by the person who is the checker. You feel me?
I know that's right.
There you go.
Yeah, you by all means, yeah. Because Lord knows, if me and Reese are out somewhere and I see Tree, first of all, I'm going to be looking close. I'm going to put my glasses on to make sure
I know
Tree.
That's
right. And then I'm walking right up over there and being like, what's up? Who is you? You know what I mean? What's going on? Where Brad? You know, where my Brad? Oh, yeah, and my advice is going to come right in front of that bama. Hey, listen, Charlie, you know what I mean? Don't break up what you got for this dude. Don't get, you know what he getting. Don't break up what you
but
got for this
bama. But that's still advice. But that's still advice, though, bro.
Exactly.
That's
and
the
you're
advice
going
in that
get,
moment.
Like,
it,
that's the advice
that moment,
in that moment. We say, we was talking about if somebody called you and you asked, because you kept saying if Reese called Meemaw and asked for her advice. So, yeah, we was doing it that way. But, yeah, if you see it like that, of course you're going to check somebody. We was talking about advice.
Yeah, advice. I'm meaning advice, period. I'm going to give advice if you ask for it.
Exactly.
And you are expected to. You are expected
exactly.
to.
That's right.
You know, you are expected to. We're family. So, yeah.
Right.
Hey, hold on. I see something that ain't right. I see something going on here that shouldn't be going on. Let me step over here and say what I got to say. You know what I mean? Real quick, one of the Damon and I, Debo, we were out one night, right? And there was a young lady who was like, yeah, take your fast, watch me. You know what I mean? I want that attention. Watch me. And she was right in front of me. And I moved over. She moved over. I moved over. She moved over. Damon came up to me and was like, come on, man. Let's go ahead over on the other side. Because Charlie ain't going to see me let you go. Charlie ain't going to see me let you go. And we don't need the wrong person seeing this, saying the wrong thing. What did we do?
Exactly.
I picked up my chicken wings and we went on the other side. You know what I mean? So that's what a true friend does. He didn't come over there, assume anything. He didn't come over there and make it, you know, make it what it wasn't. He just came over there and provided a solution. You know what I mean? Come on, let's roll. All right. No problem. No problem. So, yeah. God, we done got way into this.
And I wanted to
you brought it up
and brought us back, but it was just too good. I
well,
couldn't let
well, because
but it's good to hear other people's opinions about situations like that. Good to hear your opinion. And Debo, I'll check you too. You know that.
See, not only are we football
not everybody
minded.
Will check everybody though, but I'm checking. If I see my friends doing something I'm supposed to be doing, I'm checking they behind. That's right. I'll check all y'all.
563. Yeah, me my will, too. I'm trying to tell y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. This for my baby, little Zuri. Pop, love you, girl.
Yeah.
You be like, don't look at me. Patricia over there.
I'm not afraid to
I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, I got caught up. I apologize.
That's crazy.
Sweetie.
Yes, sir.
Quiet, please. I'm going to give you a real quick version of your song, and then I want us to dive in to these tips. I really want to make sure we have time to get them all in. So this is second when I find your Hey, you know what, please? I'm going to do something special just for you tonight, okay? Can I pick the song that you come into?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm not coming into that, bro.
All right, here you go. I got you.
Who's
I ain't never ran from a
no, I ain't never.
If I did cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off.
Real talk.
Never tell a lie to a dog.
Nope.
When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me.
Why not?
This ain't worth my energy.
Alright, that's good.
I thought you was gonna play your whole
thing. It ain't worth my energy. I don't never let it get to me. It ain't worth my energy. Y'all ready?
I know that's right.
We got Lou, you on?
Yes.
Lou, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Let's see a big boy coming in. Big boy, you gonna be in these six this week?
Yeah,
you gotta roll your window up or something, man. I hear real serious background noise.
Hold on, let me
Don't worry about it. I'll just mute you until it's your turn. So make sure you listen.
All right.
Mima, you here with us?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
I'm here, bro.
Yeah, Mima, I got reset. All right, thanks. Debo, text me. Let me know you're loud and clear. 57, you here?
Nope.
Okay.
Here's his 5 o'clock.
Mima, don't laugh at him, Mima. Come on. You know what? Let's take a moment of silence.
Thank you, Nima. Thank you, Nima.
He has been here since 5 o'clock. Please, you ready, babe?
I am. I have one announcement to make before we do this. You guys, I want to say to my husband, happy anniversary. I love you.
So sweet.
And you made me wait a long time. He made me wait a long time to get them the ring. So I'm needing
all the
care.
My feet was stuck in the cement, baby.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm out.
Yeah.
I love you too,
so
Mom.
Our anniversary, you guys, is Monday. I'm just saying it for today, but our anniversary is Monday.
How many years?
We've been together 30 years, but we only married 7.
That's all right.
Don't say nothing, Ma.
I say people should have got it. They should have told me to roll up our own out of there.
You know what?
Did nobody warn me? Shoot.
Ain't nobody warn me.
No, did nobody warn me? They drug my wife down the aisle. And threw up there to the thing.
I love
it,
man.
I'm going to say it one time. Do not be mad if we don't get through all the picks.
Let's go. First pick, tonight's game, Thursday night football.
Steelers versus the Vikings. We are playing this game in Minnesota.
Yeah, I do. I do it big. Black and yellow. Black and yellow.
That you want to sing. Go.
All black and yellow. Black stripe. Yellow paint. Y'all don't like us.
Come
but everybody else do.
Come on, Meemaw.
I'm going with Kirk Cousins.
Come on, Meemaw.
Come on, big boy.
Let me bring him in. Let me bring him in. Big boy. Come on, big boy.
I'm gonna go with the Vikings.
I got you.
Oh, you clear now? I don't hear none of your. Oh, okay.
Come on, Lou.
Steelers.
Come on, Marcus.
Thank you.
Marcus is not on. Marcus went with. He sent me his pick. Give me 1 second. Marcus is going with the Vikings tonight.
Come on, Tang.
Going with Minnesota also.
You're a Bama, Tay.
Come on, Reese.
Love you too, big bro.
Reese going with
I
the
love
Vikings.
You too, bro.
Come on, Debo.
Debo, Vikings.
Come on, Kale.
Vikings.
I'm going Vikings.
Okay. That's why I won last week. I'm telling y'all now, you better stick
Saints
to the winner.
Versus Jet. Saints versus the Jets. Be quiet, 57. Saints versus the Jets, you guys. We playing this game in New York City. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Jets.
Come on, Debo.
Come back. Kale. Debo isn't ready yet.
Okay,
Debo's
come on,
not ready yet.
Come on,
Reese
ready?
Going with the Jets. Yeah, she going with the Jets. Wow.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with New Orleans.
It's the Jets. It's the Saints and the
I don't
Jets.
I want to hear nothing from Kale next week. I'm going with the Jets, too. I don't want to hear nothing from Kale.
Oh, Lord. This battle getting heavier and heavier.
Come on,
back,
Meemaw.
Man.
I'm going with the Jets.
You say Jets, Meemaw?
Yeah, I'm going with the Jets.
Okay.
Debo going
boy.
With the Saints.
Debo going with the Saints.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
I got you, big boy. Come on, Lou.
I hate to go against my team, but I'm going to have to go with the Saints on this one.
I got you.
I thought you was a Dallas man.
He got two teams. Come on, Martin.
Ain't this something? One of them guys.
You know?
Come on, Marcus. Okay, where Marcus going?
Marcus is going Jet. 57, I'm about to mute you, man.
I'm going to say
I ain't going to say no more, Kale. Don't mute me. Don't mute me. I ain't going to say no more. I promise.
Let's keep it moving, you guys. Division game. This is a division game. Falcons versus the Panthers. Falcons versus the Panthers. And we're playing this game in North Carolina. Come on, Reese. Start us off. I'm sorry, Meemaw.
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Okay. Come on, Lou.
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Come on, 57.
North Kakilaki.
Come on, Reese.
Reese says it's Falcons. Hey, Debo. Hey, y'all. We're going to have to stop this foolishness, man. For real, y'all.
Come on,
y'all. Let's just see.
Were they
North Carolina, Falcons, Panthers.
North Carolina.
Come on, Tang. You holding stuff up, man.
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry, y'all.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Panthers.
Y'all are breathing on the person.
You did all for all day. You were going, Debo.
Debo going with the Panthers, and Reese is going with the Falcons.
Where Marcus going?
Panthers.
Come on, big boy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Panthers.
All right. Keeping it right on moving along, you guys. Keep the train moving. Seahawks versus the Texans, and we are in Texas again. Here we go. Texas, going on back to Texas. Seahawks, Texas. Start us on 57.
Seagull.
Mima. Seahawks. Come on, Lou.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Come on, big boy.
Seahawks.
Come on, Marcus.
Marcus is going Seahawks.
Come on, Debo.
Hawks.
Reese.
Seattle.
We might go. Come on, Tang.
Seattle.
Come on, Kale.
Seattle.
I'm going Texans. All right. Raiders versus the Chiefs. Raiders versus the Chiefs, you guys. And we are going to Kansas City Chiefs. How to play this game. Raiders, Chiefs, let's start us off. Reese. Come on, Reese. Come on, Tang.
Going to Chiefs.
Come on, big boy.
I'm going to go Raiders.
Raiders?
No, that's right, big boy. I feel you, too.
Come on, Mima. Chiefs. Come on, Lou.
Chiefs.
57.
Chiefs.
Marcus.
Marcus is going Kansas City.
Come on, Cam.
Chiefs.
Come on, Debo.
Kansas City.
I'm going Chiefs as well. All right, you guys. Ravens. Did I get everybody? Ravens versus the Browns. This is another division game. We got three division games so far. This is the third one. Ravens versus the Browns, you guys. This is going to be a good game. Division. Two more times. Start us off.
I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Mm. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Ravens.
Come on, Reese.
Reese, pick Ravens.
Ravens? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Marcus.
Marcus, Ravens.
57.
Ravens. Dang, put that stuff down, man.
Me, Ma.
Ravens.
Lou.
Ravens.
Big boy.
Cleveland.
You and big boy, put that stuff down.
You're a fool, 57.
I'm going Ravens.
I ain't messing with you.
Three. Let's move it along. Secondhand. This is the Super Bowl.
Oh,
we talking about
Debo.
The Super Bowl, y'all. This is the Super Bowl.
You forgot Debo, y'all. You forgot Debo, y'all.
Debo.
You going
Brown. I'm sorry.
Going Brown.
You got three Browns.
I'm sorry, yeah. Debo. Super Bowl coming up. Division game. Cowboys and Washington. Cowboys, Washington. Come on, Marcus.
You will pick Marcus first.
Yeah.
Because we don't know who he might pick this week. We got to definitely ask him.
You know what I mean?
Come on, 57.
Dallas.
Cowboys? Okay.
Yeah, Marcus
you
checking to see what the number one pick going to be.
Come on, Mima.
Yeah.
Let me see. I can't think which one. You know I'm going for Washington. I know that's right.
I mean, Mark, that's a joke.
Cowboys. No.
Cowboys.
Come on, big boy.
Oh, okay.
No. Come on. no, I ain't got. Come on, Mark has made his mind up yet.
Yeah, he picked Washington.
Okay.
Debo. Debo picked Washington.
Reese picked Washington. Same pick Cowboys.
Yeah, Reese picked Washington.
Kale picked Washington.
You know it.
I'm going to pick the Cowboys.
Oh, ain't that cute.
I said everybody picked for them. Did I get anybody wrong? So right on moving, you guys. That was the Super Bowl of the Super Bowl. All right. Jaguars.
That's tonight. The Toilet Bowl is tonight.
The Toilet Bowl is tonight, bruh. Yes. Okay. Jaguars, moving right along. Jaguars versus the Titans. This is another division game, so it means something. Jaguars, Titans. Start us off, Kale.
Titans.
Come on, big boy.
Titans.
Come on, Lou.
Wait, repeat that again.
Jaguars, Titans. Division game.
Oh, I go with, gotta go with the Titans. Forget the Jaguars. Forget them. Yeah.
Come on, me, Pop.
Titans.
Blue crazy. Come on, 57.
Titans.
Come on, Marcus.
Oh, okay. See, y'all got me laughing. Marcus has picked the Titans.
Come on, Titan.
Titan.
Reed. What Debo pick? I got the Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
Is it our first week? That is our first week, you guys.
Oh, wow.
Yep, first week. Let's go.
Football getting real.
Huh?
I think football getting real. Go ahead.
Yes. Giants versus Chargers. Giants versus the Chargers, you guys. Chargers are playing at home. Chargers are playing at home. The G-Men are visiting Chargers at home. Start us off, Tang.
Chargers.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going Chargers.
Come on, Debo. I mean, big boy. Sorry. I know he's right here. Yet.
This is about to be another sweet charge.
Uh-oh. Come on, Lou.
Chargers.
Come on, Mima.
Chargers.
57.
Chargers.
Come on, Marcus.
Chargers.
Debo.
Chargers.
Reese.
Chargers.
Oh.
That's our second sweep, you guys.
That's what he said.
That's our second sweep. Lions versus the Broncos. The Denver Broncos are playing at home. Lions versus the Broncos. Who want to start us off? Broncos. Don't everybody
Detroit.
Keep talking. Who's that?
Reed.
Reed. Come on, Reed.
Reed is going Broncos.
All right. Come on, Mima.
Broncos.
Uh-oh, we got another in the making, a sweep. Come on, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Lions just got lucky last week on a last-second play. There's no way they're going to have it 2 weeks in a row. So I'm thinking of my answer there. Broncos.
I got you. Come on, big boy.
Broncos.
Let me ask this question. Who's not picking the Broncos? Is anybody
I'm not.
Picking the Lions?
I'm
That's
going
a better
with,
question.
I'm going with Detroit. I'm going with Detroit.
Oh, 57? Who's that, 57? Okay, 57 going with the Lions. Got
you.
Anybody else going with the Lions? All right, so that means everybody
yep.
else got Broncos.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody else going Broncos? How about Debo? Same, you on Broncos?
Yeah.
Debo said Denver. Broncos.
I said, yeah, Broncos. You said you was writing
okay.
it all day. Broncos. Broncos.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Kale, you Broncos? I'm going Broncos. And
Debo
going Broncos.
Debo and Reed with Broncos.
Okay, gotcha. So we only got one lion, and that's 57.
Still a fan. Mm.
49ers and Bengals, y'all. 49ers and Bengals. Bengals playing at home. I'm going to go ahead and write my answer in here. All right, y'all.
Better get on this bus,
Nemo. Come on, 57, since you want somebody to get on the bus. Ain't nobody get on that phone, no lies, but come on, what you want, 49ers or Bengals?
Bengals, come on, man, 49ers? Who would pick them?
Ooh. I know one person that's going to pick them. Me, Ma.
Oh, yeah.
That's me.
I'm going with the 49ers, too.
Ooh.
You disappoint me, Ma.
I know
Ooh.
Two people that went with the 49ers. Come on, Lou.
Bengals.
Come on, big boy.
I'm going to go 49ers.
I know three people. Come on, Marcus.
Marcus is going. Oh, Marcus got this guy so small. Bengals. Yeah, Marcus picked the Bengals.
Okay. Come on, Kale.
I'm going 49ers.
Oh.
I'm going 49ers.
I know. That's people. Come on, Tiny.
I'm going 49ers.
Oh. Come on, Reed.
He's going Bengals. Reese is going Bengals.
How about Debo?
Debo is going Bengals.
All righty then. We got them all. Everybody is all in and accounted for. Let's move it right along. Bills versus the Bucks, you guys. Bills versus the Bucks. The Bucks are playing at home. Tampa Bay. I'm
going to
start this one off. I'm going
Bucks. Yeah, I mean, you should just add, is anybody picking the Bills?
Is anybody picking the Bills?
I don't think nobody picking the
Bills. Who's
saying you're
probably?
I am.
Oh, Lou picking the Bills.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Debo picking the Bills.
I'm going to pick the Bills, too.
Oh, well, we got some people picking the Bills.
Yeah.
Oh. Excuse me?
Tank picking a pill. Anybody else? I got Tang, Debo, Lou. Anybody else want the bill? I'm assuming everybody else wants the buck. Let me give me 2 quick seconds. Let me write this in. And the next. All right, you guys, we are rolling.
Quick one. Let's take a quick one. Everybody take a step. Yeah. 563-999-3782. Hey, y'all, I'll tell you, boy, I love it when Tales Corner come together. We do that guy. Hey, maybe that's why Marley and Jalen, they make it. He wasn't a rough.
Yeah.
He thought he was
got the wrong guy. He got the wrong person trying to be a roughneck with him.
Yeah.
But,
he was a charming. He was a charming neck. Come on.
Come on, man. I'm going to keep moving, man. We're going to talk about that after the show. I can't even focus right there. You said a soft neck. These last two games are division games. You guys, keep that in mind when you're making your pick.
Yeah.
These last two games are division games. First one, Bills versus the Packers. This is the Sunday night game.
You mean Bears. Bears versus Packers.
Sorry, Bears. Mm-hmm. Poor handwriting. Bears versus the Packers. You guys, Bears versus the Packers. That was my fault. I'm sorry. Kale, can you start us off? Bears versus the Packers.
Yep. Kale going Packers. Reese going Packers. Marcus
Debo
going Packers.
Okay.
And Debo going Packers. Green sweep. Kale, Reese,
okay.
Debo, Marcus. Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Tang?
Going Green Bay also.
Come on, 57.
Green Bay.
Mima.
Green Bay.
Lou.
Packers.
Big Boy.
Green Bay.
Sweet, you guys. Aaron Rodgers better come through for us. They better come through for us. In the last game, y'all know how it go. I need who's winning and a score. Who's winning and a score? Try to think about who's playing and get as close as you can to that score. Rams versus the Cardinals. Division game. This is going to be exciting, you guys. Like, two good teams are playing. Let's start with 57.
Arizona.
Come on, big boy.
Need a score.
Yeah. Arizona 28 and the Rams 10.
Come on, big boy.
I'm going with the Cardinals and 24-17.
Come on, Lou.
All right. Wait, say it again.
Rams and Cardinals.
Rams and Cardinals.
Cardinals, I'll say, I'm going to say 27-24. Oh,
dang.
That note,
come on, Doc. Good night.
Good night, Lou. Lou.
Come on, Mima.
Cardinals 28-21.
Come on, Marcus.
Marcus is going, hold on one second. He's going Cardinals 27-20. Cardinals 27-20.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
Going Cardinals 31-23.
Ooh.
Sounds about right. Come on, Reese.
Reese is going Cardinals 28-21.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
That was my score.
That's me, my school.
Okay, we'll go Cardinals 28, Rams 20.
I know that's right.
Debo.
Debo got Rams 24-16.
24 what?
16.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going Cardinals 21, Rams 17.
Hold on, wait a minute. You said 21-17?
Yep, Cardinals.
Okay. I'm going Cardinals as well. I'm going 30-28.
All right, so we're going to take another quick
I'm
one.
I'm going 30-28. So yeah.
We're going to take another quick
one, y'all. That's it.
Go ahead, Chris. You good?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, that concludes everything. I need everybody to have their money in if you're planning on participating. Have your money in by 7 p.m., and you will be able to compete. If not, you'll just be playing for fun, and nothing's wrong with that either.
563-999-3782. If you need to, you can contact myself or Lady T, and we'll send you her Cash App if you don't have it. All right, we'll be right back.
I need to win this for you.
Is it just me, y'all, or is it, like, hard to get in the Christmas spirit this year? Has it been hard for y'all?
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, it's
not
hard.
Me, it's all good.
Yeah, yeah, it's been hard for me this year. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, Shree, and I put a mark on because I forgot which pick it was. Forget about it. Forget it. Forget it, please. I forgot.
No, what happened? Just tell me what happened and I can help you out with the pick.
You picked a pick, and I wanted to know what was your thinking behind.
The Texans, you mean?
Yes. See, that's my co-host. The Texans. What were you thinking?
What was I thinking? Because they're a good team. And we were supposed to really beat Seattle. Seattle is not all that, you know, is cracked up to beat. You know, they ain't the same team that they was. They going to lose that game.
Oh my. Why is it bad?
Man, I'm still mad about that game.
You throwing shots there, sis.
Oh,
Marcus.
Oh, no, I'm not throwing shots. I'm not throwing no shots.
Hey, Marcus.
What's up, family?
What's going on, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus? Now that you're here, Marcus,
I'm going to be straightforward with you on the Ravens and Browns.
Yeah,
you don't have a line. You didn't have a line on either team, so I picked the Ravens. Am I correct to assume that?
Yeah. I text you Ravens right after.
Okay, now the 49ers and the Bengals. You didn't put a line on either one. So
what
who
you
are
pick?
You going with?
I picked the Bengals. You picked the Bengals for me?
Yeah.
I'll take the Bengals.
Whoa.
No, you can change it if you want to. That's why we're doing this.
No, because you ain't been winning.
You know why you ain't been winning.
Hold on, 57. 2 weeks ago, I was right in the top 10, and you was way in the basement. Watch your mouth there, sir.
Hey. We're not talking about 2 weeks ago, bro.
I'm just letting you know. Lately, okay. That's 2 weeks ago, my brother.
You really didn't want the Bengals, but you just going with it because
really
Kale said it.
No, it was a toss-up. Honestly, it was a toss-up. That's why I left it blank because I ain't really know which way to go. That's why I left both of those blank. I pick those during the pick sometimes. You should have called me. I would have told you. I already know you want me to go 49ers, but the 49ers be breaking my damn heart. I can't mess with them panty liners.
Boom.
You just blew the top off my forehead.
Hey, Trees, I'm sorry, but
I was on a call with you, me, you, and Kel on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Was that Sunday or Monday? Which day was that? Sunday. And I heard how sad you was, man. I just can't pick them dudes no more, man.
Hey, look.
He was really sad.
Hey, bro, stop playing with me, bro.
Hey, hold on, Tree. Debo said to Tree, and she's going to just throw her pick away because she don't like us. Same thing she be saying about you and Dallas, but I know she's still mad that we beat them in a time where we were at the bottom. Is that true, Tree?
That is a true statement. That is a true statement. He made a true statement. And if you want to, you can read it again and act like he wrote it in all caps.
I funked with my co-host, man. For real. Go ahead, Marcus.
Hey, what's up, Marcus?
Is y'all game a division game, right?
Correct.
No. Yeah.
Who we playing?
No, we don't have no division game this week. That's not a division game. No, Bengals not in our division. Who that quarterback? It's Cardinals, the Rams, and the Seahawks. Who that quarterback? Who on the center? For the Bengals.
Ain't it Joe Burrow?
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick with what I got. I don't believe in taking my money off the table once the bet is made.
Listen, y'all, let's talk about tonight's game. You know, I seriously think the Vikings gonna give it to Pittsburgh. Seriously, I don't think it's going to be another week of Pittsburgh squeaking by. Anybody got anything to say on that?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. The Vikings. You know what?
Well, let me say this thing about us. Got nothing.
As much
to say.
As it burns me. As much as it burns
care.
Me. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. My bad. I don't want to sound rude. Mute me.
As much as it burns me to say this, Kirk Cousins is playing good quarterback play for the Vikings. And when the Vikings have lost, it hasn't been because of Kirk Cousins. It hasn't. It's been their defense or they'll bum out on a special teams play. So, you know, don't sleep on the Vikings tonight. Don't. And one other thing, Cousins has been with the Vikings. He no longer has that bright light syndrome that he had when he played in Washington. So, you know, it's going to be more of a game than we're thinking. I think we're making these picks with old feelings of these things. Like I said last week, we're looking at the Ravens and we're thinking about Ray Lewis Ravens. And it's hard not to. It's really hard not to. But the Ravens aren't the same beast. You know? Go ahead, 57.
Can I say something? This week. Is Lou still on the line? Lou here?
No.
Lou here? Well, I'm going to say this. The white guy on ESPN.
Oh, my goodness.
Said.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what he said. So maybe you'll believe what I'm telling you.
I cannot say it. What did the white boy say?
What did he say? He said,
Kirk Cousins will not lose a game for you. But if you can keep him going, if you can keep it close to the fourth quarter, he's not the type of quarterback that will win a game for you. Kirk Cousins, you're right, Marcus. He won't throw the game away. But if you're down in the last few minutes, he is not the quarterback that can pull it out. That's all you got to do is keep it close and be able to win, and you can beat the Vikings tonight, and that's what we're going to do.
Pittsburgh ain't going to be any too close, though.
They will be out there looking crazy.
Pittsburgh ain't ready to keep it close.
Hey,
Pittsburgh, Sister Sam, how you put my name in? I ain't say nothing about
Kirkity
Kirk.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marcus. I thought that was you, man.
That was Kale.
No, I thought you were saying that. Oh, that was Kale? Damn, y'all
yeah,
be
that was
Kale
like that.
Keep disguising his voice. No, my bad.
Hey, 57, he keeps disguising his voice, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Like
nobody knew
like,
who it was.
But that's Big Boy saying that
Pittsburgh is not going to be able to keep up. That's Big Boy. I mean, Big Boy saying that. I definitely.
I thought that was Marcus.
No,
that was Marcus. My bad.
It's me.
My bad. See, I get confused. I get confused because one week Kale is Debo, and then the next week he's Marcus.
Yeah.
What? I'm confused by the thing you said.
Y'all said the same thing last week, and all I'm going to say is we'll know by 11:30 this is tonight.
No.
Right.
One week in the street.
Hold
on. 57, to be honest, you said the same thing last week, too, until your mind was changed.
Hey, Kale, why you keep beating yourself in the chest about that, man? Why you keep beating yourself in the chest about that?
I'm just telling the truth.
Well, let me ask you something. If you were so all-knowing and everything, why didn't you help yourself and win the pool?
I'm sitting there with somebody else. I gotta hit the deal on that. You disloyal.
I told y'all I was joking around when I said it. But before I could say, I'm just joking, Kale came in and chimed in. I tell you what, hey, Tracy, the next time you want to get something, don't call me. Don't call me. I ain't donating no more. Don't call me.
I can't say it. He said the next time you want to donate, you don't call me.
No birthdays, no anniversary, nothing.
Thanks, 57. That's how you go through, man. And
hey,
you know,
man, I don't need to take this abuse.
You know what, 57?
Go ahead.
You pick the other team, and you let like three other picks go through, and I was like, hold up. 57 ain't pick his team, man. So don't make it seem like you picked it, I said it, and then you changed it. We have went through some more picks, and then I said something about it, and then you changed it.
Yeah.
Hold on, okay.
You know, some of y'all call in, we done got off the air and changed your picks. I don't do that.
Wait a minute. Who is that?
That's right.
I don't know. Somebody. I know somebody.
Wait a minute. Why did you make that statement that, wait a minute, I had to jump in here now because I'm involved
now. Hey, Tree. There's a whole lot of statements being made out here that ain't nobody got proof. I'm just throwing it out there.
That 57 lost for me, man. That 57 lost.
Look, hold on. I don't know why I'm defending myself. I won. Why am I defending? I ain't got to defend myself. I won.
Okay, let me say that. Yes, 57. Thank you for saying that. Yes. I want to apologize on air because I made a mistake last week. 57 did win the pool. I called him, and I called Debo, and I called Kale. Well, Kale called all, you know, got everybody together. And I had to explain how I made the mistake. And the mistake was corrected. And Kale,
to be honest, I take a piece of that victory because 57.
Lord have mercy. Here we go, man.
I'm telling you, Tree.
Don't call me no damn more. I don't care what anybody needs. Don't call me no damn more.
I'm sorry, y'all. I know everybody laughing. We have
matter of fact. Give me my money back for what I just did. I don't care.
You know what? I'm a renegade.
Hey, watch that re-nigger, Paul. Yeah, say it again. Watch that wee nigga.
I can't. No, that was intentional.
Yeah, I am not one of them, bro. Oh my goodness.
Right here on Kale's Corner, we like to keep things clean and truthful and fun.
Right.
So I had to be truthful and correct my wrong and tell it on air because it was told, the lie, it was told on air. It wasn't on purpose. I just miscounted. So I just wanted to apologize to everybody involved.
Hey, Tree. Hey, Tree.
Yeah.
You couldn't have did finest joke.
What you say, Marcus?
Didn't do what you said.
I'm not giving no money up for Marcus to get a new headset. I'm telling you now. I'm not doing it.
Your phone went out. We couldn't hear what you said.
you did the lionest joker a good service because he lied all the damn time, man. That joke's so funny, man. Hey, 57, man. Hey, 57, man. You sound like you hurt, man. You need a hug or something, man.
You know what he need, Marcus? This what he need.
What he need, bro?
It's Dallas week.
All Dallas got to do is score more than 17 points and they'll beat y'all.
On who?
All they got to do. Score more than 17 points, y'all. If Dallas can score more than 17, they can beat y'all. I'm already too far on the road now, man. I'm stay where I'm at.
Yeah, you're way outside your lane now. You're talking about Dallas gonna beat Washington.
Long as they on the line.
Worry about what y'all gonna do tonight.
Y'all hear me, Marcy? Say it again, me, Ma.
Long as we don't come in and try.
Me, Ma. You just messed my whole night up with that mess, me, Ma. I don't want no damn tie. No. We got to beat
you. We don't come in and try.
Oh, you tried. You got a dig on me, huh, Nima?
Yeah, you can show me.
Yeah. See, I'm slow. It missed me. Like Kale say, miss me with that.
Oh, my.
It missed me.
It missed you. It
oh,
missed you 50 times.
Yeah, but it came back around, popped me dead upside the head. Bam.
In the forehead.
I came
with
y'all right now.
Man.
I swear.
Hey, listen.
Hey.
All I'm going to say is.
My jaw's hurt. I didn't last so hard.
Yeah. This Washington team is not the same team it used to be. It's not. So, all that 17-57. Them Bammers need to score at least 27. But they will not. They will not have the ball that long in order to score 27. Watch what I tell you. Don't nobody.
You're going to have four or five receivers coming at you at one time. During the whole game.
You know what? That's four or five opportunities to intercept the ball. That's what that is. And they'll be playing outside. We're not playing in the best whole house in Texas. They're going to be playing outside. FedEx Field.
Wait a minute.
I wish we could meet right here on this corner after the game Sunday. I wish that was possible so we could see all of this. Talking.
No, you don't.
You don't never wish we could meet on the corner after Pittsburgh play.
No.
I'm just having to win my division.
No, you got it.
We're going to win tonight.
We're
going to win tonight, Mark.
That sound good.
I'm not winning.
I'm staying clear of this conversation, brother. I promise you, I made a promise about the Dallas Redskins. I told you what I'm gonna do.
Hey, Marcus, we really don't know what you're going to do, man, for real. I mean, how do you sell out your own team, dog? How do you sell out your own team?
I ain't selling them out.
Oh, my goodness. That is it. That is it. That's it. This man would say, how do you sell out your own
team? Hey, bro. Hey, who did I pick this week, Kel? Hey, Kel, who did I pick to win? Oh, okay.
You pick Walker. You don't. Hey,
bro.
Hey, bro, you don't want them to win. You really don't want them to win, though. We all know what the deal is.
Wait a minute. I didn't want
them
to win.
You want the first pick.
Hold on. I didn't want them to win week three. After week three, I didn't want them to win. Now, because we in this boat and we ride it all the way to the end.
But that's what Kel been saying to you the whole season.
No,
you be like,
no, I don't
hit him upside the head. Hit him upside the head.
It's two different. We talking apples and oranges here, bro. Two different situations. You know it, 57. You know what I've been saying.
No, okay. No, I don't, bro. Let me tell you something. You just started changing over to this because you've been getting so much grief about it from Kel.
That's true.
Why you're going
with the
Washington football team.
Truth be told,
you want them to win. You want them to lose Sunday.
I pick who I think is going to win. That's how it works. But last week,
you good at boxing. Stick to what you know. Stick to boxing.
It took a Washingtonian to actually tell you to vote for your own team.
Dick, stay in your lane, bro. You don't know nothing about football. You don't know nothing about football. Stay in your lane. That's why I'm taking your money now, bro. That's why I'm taking your money right this minute. Stay in your lane.
Anyway, bro.
I need some advice about boxing. I'll call
you.
You
got a long way to go, bro.
Come on, Tree. I love you, bro.
We just had a great
time
to get that out.
Yeah, we just had to be like, me and Marcus will always go full.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Hey,
it ain't
my
fault
you don't know nothing about football.
Well, y'all know it's that time of the day, that time of the evening, y'all. We're going to have to catch y'all next week. But before we catch y'all next week, Tuesday at 5 p.m., we want y'all to have an amazing weekend. I want you guys to do what you do and be safe doing it. Okay? Kel and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. Kel and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kel and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday here on Kel's Corner. We are here from 5 p.m. To 7 p.m., and the number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow us here at Kel's Corner on Instagram at Kel's Corner and Facebook at Kel's Corner and blogtalkradio.com/UKelMcLean. You guys, we love you guys. We'll see you guys next week at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Have an amazing weekend, you guys. Love you. Till next week.
Hey. Real quick, Zuri, Pop Pop, love you, baby. Happy third birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yes, to my precious, beautiful granddaughter. I can't wait to love up on you this weekend, girl. You are my everything. And you all, thank you again. thank you so much again for the headphones. You guys, I'm going to put them to great use. Great use. And they will never leave the house. They will always be in the house. They will never leave the house. And with that being said, we love y'all, Bammers. Hey, listen. Have fun this weekend, man. Whatever you do, make it fun. We have to bring this Christmas joy, this Christmas spirit. We have to bring it in. So whatever you have to do to bring it in, bring it in. I don't care if it's buy some flowers for your wives, buy some flowers for your husband, Mima, buy some flowers for your son, whatever it takes to bring that joy to you, you make sure you do that this weekend. Enjoy the football and all the sports that will be played this weekend, and we'll get at y'all.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.